Kwaba, Akabo, Jambu, and hello, Bankless Africa.
We are back again with Satsangwe. We're here to bring you reports, updates, and recaps of some of the most significant crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent and sometimes across the globe. I am still Miss Purple.
And I am Nike.
But we are, of course, your highly esteemed decentralized reporters from Africa. So we're going to get straight into our markets.
So we're taking a look at how the markets are doing today as of the 5th of February. Now, Bitcoin is sitting proudly at $23,419.96. Well, that is a slight decline from what it was last week at $23,498.36. But the good news is, for the first time in so long, it has actually maintained a stable price point at the $23,000 mark without actually declining or dipping so much that it makes some people's heart crumble. And I think that's good enough news. Ethereum is still hovering around the $1,600 mark, currently sitting at $1,666.22 from what it was last week at $1,610.98. Now, optimism. Funny story how I was narrating to Purple, how I am still very pained by the fact that I did not cop some of these coins when they were at the lowest at the bear market at 30 cents a piece. I really wish I did, because I'd be happily counting 10 times in profits of my money, but I did not, and now I do not want to FOMO, and I do not want to, you know, just risk it and then buy now that it's sitting at $3. But optimism seems to be doing really good compared to what it was last week at $2.25. $3 is a good price point. The Matic token currently sits at $1.24. up from what it was last week at $1.17. And the Bank token remains relatively stable at the $0.008 mark.
Moving into our national currencies, we're going to start off with the Ghanaian cedi, which is at 12.36 cedi to the dollar, up by 0.4% from last week's 12.41 cedi to the dollar. The Nigerian naira is at 460.54 naira to the dollar, down by 0.05% from last week's 460.28 naira to the dollar. The Lesotho Luti and South African rand are at 17.47 Luti and rand respectively to the dollar, down by 1.57% from last week's 17.20. The Kenyan shilling is at 124.81 shilling to the dollar, down by 0.28% from last week's 124.46. And last but certainly never the least, the Central African CFA franc is at 605.77 franc to the dollar, down by 0.42% from last week's 603.26 franc to the dollar. And with that, we're going to recap very quickly some headlines that we found to be particularly interesting from last week, of course. My one... It wasn't exciting. It was just one of those shocker moments, was the Kevin Rose incident. Kevin Rose, who is the CEO and co-founder of the NFT-backed collective Proof, tweeted last week Wednesday that his personal wallet, which held up to 40 high-value NFTs, had been hacked. Now, obviously, Kevin Rose is a person who's been in the industry for quite a long time. So to get hacked, when you've been around and you know the do's and the don'ts as well, it's a bit concerning. So maybe we all need a recap on wallet hygiene and just general financial hygiene. But yeah, I found that to be quite interesting in a very painful way.
I also found that quite painful. I mean, I bet he had some Bored Ape in there, and I bet he had some, all of those NFTs from Yuga Labs and all that. It must have been pretty expensive and probably cost a couple million dollars. It sucks, you know, that happened. And I think I read somewhere that it was a phishing attack about him clicking on some link that was sent to him by somebody, and then they reverse engineered that to hack his wallet. And that sucked. But on the bright side, a headline that particularly struck a chord with me last week was the one about Binance Charity selecting 1,000 Africans for a tech scholarship in collaboration with Nigerian tech startup Utiva. And I feel like Binance has been doing a lot, you know, around the area of trying to bring more people into the tech space and trying to get more people involved in Web3 and cryptocurrency and, you know, blockchain development. And then the fact that they, this is not the first time they're doing this. They've offered scholarships before, but 1,000 people right now is a lot more people that Binance is offering scholarships to. And that is super huge. And that brings us to the wrap up of our headlines from last week. And moving on to this week's headlines, we're kicking off with Nigeria, where the crypto community has debunked claims of 100% Bitcoin premium.
Nigerian blockchain and crypto enthusiasts have rejected reports that local residents are paying a premium of 100% on the price of Bitcoin. The reports were based on tweets from social media users who say they do not understand how Nigerians use local crypto exchanges. The CEO of local crypto exchange Roku, Benjamin Osugene, also denied the claim, stating that while there are price discrepancies, it is not true that Bitcoin is trading above $47,000 in Nigeria. Isugene suggested that some of the social media users spreading the claim are doing so to sell a certain narrative. Meanwhile, some Nigerian Twitter users have called the widely circulating screenshot misleading and said no one is buying Bitcoin at over $47,000. It's the most ridiculous thing to say that, because anybody can check. So what are you doing? I don't understand. It's true to say, or for one to assume, that you're trying to sell a certain narrative, because it makes no sense for you to say something like that. It's not secret. You can't, it's not like information you can gatekeep and nobody's ever going to go look and find out. So it's ridiculous. It's reckless. And it just goes to show how dangerous it is sometimes to place so much value on, you know, influencers per se, or people who have multiple followers and can therefore exert some kind of influence on others. Yeah, it's very wild. I'd suggest anybody, before you make any sort of purchases, whether you're in Nigeria or elsewhere, you know, because whether or not it's just speculation and somebody is trying to mislead people, or there's some element of truth, it then just reminds us that, you know, always make sure that you're buying whatever it is you're trying to buy at the price that is it's supposed to be at. But you know, you never know. Moving on to our next headline, retail giant Pick and Pay adopts Bitcoin, and they will now accept payments in over 1,500 stores across South Africa.
Well, I'm familiar with Pick and Pay here in Nigeria, and I think I've shopped from their stores a number of times. Now, Pick and Pay is a South African grocery retailer, and they're beginning to accept Bitcoin payments in all 1,628 of their stores as of December 2022, after a three-month pilot testing phase in 39 of its store locations. The payments can be made using smartphone apps or by scanning a QR code, and customers must have a Bitcoin Lightning wallet and the Crypto QR Scanner app from Crypto Convert to complete the transaction. Our Pick and Pay's nationwide rollout of cryptocurrency payments was made possible after the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, the FSCA, amended its financial advisory legislation in October of 2021 to classify crypto assets as financial products, effectively allowing financial services providers to offer crypto assets both domestically and internationally. Now, the retailer had been experimenting with Bitcoin payments as far back as 2017 when it began accepting the cryptocurrency in a single store in Cape Town, but high transaction costs and wait times hindered its adoption. Now, with the implementation of the Bitcoin Lightning Network in partnership with Electrum and Crypto Convert, Pick and Pay is now able to accept payments quickly and efficiently. According to the 2022 Global Crypto Adoption Index by Chainalysis, South Africa ranks 30th globally in terms of cryptocurrency adoption, and it is estimated that 10 to 13% of South African population hold crypto assets. Well, this is good news for a lot of people, especially for people that have crypto in their wallets, obviously. And I mean, Bitcoin, I mean, it would make life so much easier. I'll take this for instance, right? In Nigeria, there's so much hassle with banks these days, especially with all the hullabaloo going on. You could walk into a supermarket and make a couple purchases and your card would decline. Not because you don't have any money on it. And it's embarrassing sometimes when that happens. Not because you don't have any money on it, but because the services are just so down bad, it won't work. And then it's also near impossible to get cash these days. I mean, you could stand in a queue in the bank for hours, and the maximum you'll be able to withdraw is like $5. If you're very lucky, $10. So it's very discomforting. And then the thing is that most of these stores do not have alternative payment options besides cash or point of sale terminals. And it's just a mess sometimes. So this is a very good use case of how cryptocurrency can save this kind of situation. NEAR, Kenya Hackathon spotlights innovative Web3 solutions to tackle hunger in East Africa.
The NEAR Kenya and Web3 clubs partnered to host a hackathon called the Hungerthon Challenge that aimed to find solutions for ending hunger, promoting food security, improving nutrition, and promoting sustainable agriculture. The challenge was launched on November 16, 2022 and was open to developers. After a shortlisting process, four teams were selected from a pool of 18 applicants. The hackathon concluded on December 17, 2022 with a showcase of the solutions and an awarding of the winners. The assessment criteria for the solutions included technological implementation, design potential impact, quantitative idea, and project sustainability. Kenya is currently facing the worst drought-induced famine in the last 40 years, and some neighboring countries are also unfortunately affected. The teams at the hackathon created solutions with the potential to make a difference in addressing the crisis using blockchain technology. The four teams and their solutions were the first, DeepRod, which worked on a platform to bridge a gap between farmers and investors. Then the second, Mvua Fund, also known as Shift a Life, which built a platform to bring communities and organizations together to fight food insecurity and climate change. The third, Twiga, which worked on a solution to improve the productivity of arable lands. And the fourth, MSIFA, which developed a school feeding program on the blockchain. Mvua Fund, also known as Shift a Life, was declared as the winner during the in-person presentation event on December 17th, 2022. I always find it so interesting when people have hackathons and all you ever see, well, maybe not all, but you know, most times the solutions you see are very, they're geared towards people who already have, you know, those who are the haves and not so much the have-nots. So people who need solutions tend to be the last in the line because you looked at as, oh no, it's just it's one of those things because you're not going to make money from them because they ain't got no money. But this hackathon is a reminder that, hey, listen, there's a lot more that is possible with blockchain technology to be able to provide for those who actually need provision than a lot of us have perhaps been aware of. On to our next headline, African crypto exchange OBX experiences 600% growth with over $4.2 billion in transactions in 1 year. It's a lot of zeros.
Now, from a transaction volume of $600 million in 2021 to wrapping up 2022 with a transaction volume of $3.6 billion, African crypto exchange OBX experienced a 600% growth in transaction volume. The same could be said about their user base, which has performed a growth of about 200%. Now, another milestone OBX achieved with the launch of their virtual dollar card, which according to the Chief Technological Officer, Chidozie Ogbo, was used to process over $2.7 million worth of transactions. Now, although the card feature was suspended in the third quarter of 2022, the CTO also said that it will make a comeback in the first quarter of 2023. OBX has also helped integrate crypto in the everyday lives of average users by providing the utility feature that allows users to buy airtime, data, and pay for bills with crypto in their wallets. Even with an all-time user base of 50,000 and an all-time transaction volume of $4.2 billion, the Chief Marketing Officer, Mezieme Desire, has stated that OBX seeks to launch operations across East Africa, Central Africa, and the southern part of Africa. Well, again, I'd say that 4.2 billion is a lot of zeros. I mean, that is huge for an African exchange. That is just to show how much and how deeply involved Africans are into crypto. I mean, like, they have an all-time user base of 50,000 people, and 50,000 people for them was more than enough to bring in a transaction volume of $4.2 billion. And here is the sweet spot. They are not even yet in East Africa. They are not in Central Africa yet, and they are not even in the southern part of Africa. For right now, I'll assume they're just in West Africa. So look at the market potential for them, given the track record they already have and the stronghold they already appear to have on the exchange markets, the crypto exchange markets, how much farther they would go if they were able to break into new emerging markets for them, like East Africa and Central Africa and the northern part of Africa. I feel like it would be super huge for them. And this is obviously a very big win for the African crypto community. Now, moving on to the next headline. Adiverse invests in Boundless Pay to expand cross-border payments using the Cardano blockchain.
In order to meet its target of investing in 300 African blockchain startups, Adiverse is investing in Nigeria's Boundless Pay to scale cross-border payments for Africans and Africans in the diaspora. In the words of CEO Franklin Peters, Boundless Pay was built to eliminate cross-border barriers, allowing anyone anywhere to access a trusted multi-currency wallet with value-added services like utility bill payments and currency swaps. That is very interesting. Founding partner at Adiverse, Vincent Lee, expressed his excitement about the capabilities of Boundless Pay and their talented team. Boundless Pay chose the Cardano blockchain because of its low transaction fees, adding to the platform's sustainability, security, and interoperability. I think this is quite interesting. The opportunities that this presents is insane, because I'm imagining paying utility bills and I don't have to worry about changing currency. Well, I mean, I might, but who knows, right? I'm very curious to know what Boundless Pay is doing and everything that they're putting together. So I'm personally going to give it a look just for research purposes, and maybe it will be of good use to me. You never know. It's interesting because a lot of people, of course, we look down, maybe not we, but some people do tend to look down on the Cardano community for multiple reasons. But, you know, it's very interesting to see what it is that they are putting together from here on up. On to our next headline, Ghanaian entrepreneur secures a $10 million US dollars in venture funding for his US-based firm, Spatial Labs.
Well, that is a very catchy name. It sounds very futuristic, very next level. Now, Spatial Labs, a Los Angeles-based hardware and infrastructure company for Web3, has raised $10 million in seed funding led by Blockchain Capital. The investment round was also participated in by Marcy Venture Partners, co-founded by none other than Hove himself, Jay-Z. The funds raised will be used to develop new products and grow the company. Now, Spatial Labs was founded in 2021 by 25-year-old Idris Sandu from Ghana and is focused on embedding microchip software called LNQ, which provides a way to check the history and origins of items like clothing. Now, the funds raised will be used to scale the technology and expand into industries like media and entertainment. Sandu is one of the youngest Black men to raise a seed round with more than 10 people and one of the few Black Web3 founders who received funding out of the $21.5 billion raised by Web3 startups globally last year. No, first off, I want to say that it's apparent that we're starting to have a lot of, you know, global icons in the entertainment industry delving into cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Maybe they've always been players in it, but now that their names are actually appearing in the headlines, you know, we have Akon trying to do his thing with the A-Coin and his Akon City. And now we have Jay-Z, you know, leading an investment round to invest in this company, Spatial Labs. And what is good is that the work they're doing apparently is going to have a lot of use cases, you know, in media and entertainment and, you know, technology and a number of other things. And they apparently also are going to have some use case in checking history and origin of items. It's more like carbon dating, but for Web3. And I feel like that is really cool if we are able to somehow implement that technology for, you know, greater good. And this seems like a service that can be used by, you know, supermarkets and you know, a lot of people in the services industry or in manufacturing. It seems like it's a service that could really sell if a lot of people, if they're able to properly implement it. I feel like a lot of people would definitely want to dig into it. And also, $10 million is a lot of money for a startup. And it's the fact that they were even able to raise that much in seed funding shows how much their investors, stroke partners, believe in the work they're doing and in the potential for its success. And I also want to believe in the potential for their success. And I'm wishing them good luck and all the best going forward. Moving on to the next headline. Ghana ranks 9th among 27 countries for cryptocurrency ownership, according to Cryptocurrency Adoption Index study by Finder.com.
I find it interesting that last year it was Nigeria making a lot of headlines in the crypto space. But it looks like, at least for this first quarter, it looks like Ghana is deciding to take that place instead. A recent study by Finder.com showed that Ghana ranks 9th among 27 countries in terms of cryptocurrency adoption. 17% of adults in Ghana own some form of cryptocurrency, which is above the global average of 15%. Now, 52.1% of those adults own Bitcoin, 18.1% own Ethereum, 19.7% own, wait for it, Dogecoin, and 13.4% own Ripple. The study also showed that young people between the ages of 18 and 34 are the most interested in owning cryptocurrency, with 70.4% of the owners being within this age range in Ghana. Cryptocurrency is becoming increasingly popular in Ghana due to its decentralized nature and the fact that it's, of course, not controlled by the government or by banks. This makes it extremely attractive to those facing high inflation, and Ghana is right up there with the very high inflation alley. So kudos to Ghana, but isn't it crazy that 17% of adoption in adults is considered to be such a high number? That is insane. What happens when it reaches 30 or 50 or 70% adoption? It's the craziest thing. I mean, we're already, the industry itself, the space itself is already, it's got so much money, which means people have money. You know what I'm saying? They just need places to take it where they feel safe to spend their money and to grow their money and develop their money as well. So it's exciting times we live in. It also means it's very dangerous times we live in, but man, it's mind-blowing to be reminded that 15% is the global adoption average, and even that's a big number. So, yeah. Now on to our next and final headline for this week, Coinazer debuts in Nigeria.
Funny story, this is the first time I'm actually ever hearing of Coinazer, but apparently I looked them up and they're a big deal. Well, some sort of deal, and I just feel horrible inside that I did not know about them sooner. Now, four young and innovative Nigerians have come together to launch Coinazer, a web-based crypto platform to facilitate seamless and borderless means of accepting cryptocurrency payments globally. The founder of Coinazer, John Paul Achigonge, said that the platform was born out of necessity. He also stated that Coinazer offers other services like crypto payment gateway and peer-to-peer trading, swap farming, exchange, and more for all managers and leaders of business in the world in order to cope with the changing dynamics of work and professions and the global financial system. Well, again, Coinazer is a really cool name. You know, it sounds like one of these names you'd hear in a fictional Hollywood movie, you know, Coinazer. It just gives it a very, very nice ring to it. But again, we have young Africans everywhere across the continent innovating every day, coming up with even more brilliant solutions to solve a lot of the problems we are currently facing. And, you know, we can never have enough of this service because from the piece of news that you just did, Purple, you just mentioned it that in a certain country, 17% is a lot when you're talking of rates of adoption of cryptocurrency. And that shows that we still have a lot more work to do. I mean, we have tons of cryptocurrency companies and exchanges and crypto facilitated platforms, both web-based and those that have apps. But still, all of those are serving only, for instance, in Ghana, 17% of their population. Now, imagine what would happen when we hit 30% adoption in Ghana, for instance, or 40% or even 50%, because I'm very optimistic that we will get to that point at some time, which means that the demand for these services like Coinazer would only go up because we're going to have more and more people needing to trade, more and more people needing peer-to-peer services, more and more people needing to swap their cryptocurrencies, and more people needing to facilitate such things as cross-border payments.
Of course, just a reminder that none of what we share here is financial advice, only the opinions of the individuals that make this show possible. You can always use the links in the show notes to do your own research. Now, remember that for this Q1, this first quarter, and actually, we've just reached this is the last episode of season 6 of Bankless. So we're about to move into a new season. So we're trying to, you know, we want to build some things up. So if you have any reviews, any suggestions of how you think we can always do better, please leave a review. Also, don't forget to subscribe, share, leave a rating so that we can always know how to better improve and to provide you with the best podcast possible out of Africa by Africans for Africans. So until next time, remember, be relentless.